This is Brooke from Cincinnati. You guys are really encouraging me. I like what you're both saying about the, you know, making the scriptures personal to people. And I know in my own experience, one of the greatest revelations I had when I first began to read the Bible was that Jesus could empathize with me. Mm-hmm. As a human being, and he understood the pain of my heart because he had endured pain and sorrow and suffering, and that truth really opened up a place within me to be able to receive from him, because I think before that point I had kind of pictured God sitting on a throne, you know, maybe with a baseball bat waiting to whop me. It was sort of my image of him. I was not living for him, even though I said I was, but I actually came out of the lesbian lifestyle, and it was literally line upon line, precept upon precept, where I was spoon-fed.
Bless you, sister.
Jesus. And I met Jesus in the scripture. And my mom took me to Isaiah 53, and she showed me how he was despised and rejected by men, a man acquainted with grief.
Jesus.
And it was because he was carrying our sorrow. He was carrying our sin, and he was suffering for us. And that was such a revelation to my heart that here was this Jesus who did this for me after all the bad things I've ever done, and yet he loved me, and he was suffering even before I was ever born or even before I was ever thought of, and then he could understand me and could understand pain. He wasn't sitting up there like just looking down on me like I was some weakling, but he was actually next to me saying, Brooke, I totally understand. I understand being rejected. I understand being betrayed. I understand being hated. I understand that it's painful to walk in this life, and I just want you to know that I'm right here with you. And so it was in meeting Jesus, the living Christ, in the scriptures that he fed me medicine, of the medicine of his word, which it says in Isaiah that he won't snuff out a smoldering wick.
Oh, no, he sure won't.
He won't break a bruised reed. And that's, I was barely hanging on to sanity and to life, and literally, it was like being in spiritual intensive care, basically. It was like having an IV of the Word of God just being put into my system, and God opening my mind and my heart to understand his gentleness and his comfort and his love, that a love I'd never known. And so when he transformed my life with his word, you know, the burdens fell away, and I was able to forgive many people that have hurt me, and it's been amazing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.